Oh, my day has been lifted. There is not a trace of the University of Iowa in my studio because Laura Sievert is over at the state capitol lobbying for money for Quincy and Adams County for the arts, and Jenna Seaborn is here, and we're
Hi.
So excited to have her. And she comes with no Iowa swag, so that makes it great.
I'm not wearing yellow at all.
No, I appreciate it very much. The Mary Griffith Show brought to you each and every morning by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Wow, a lot's going on, so let's just
get
right to it. And we have to wish happy birthday on Dogwood Festival Day, the Saturday parade. I hope he gets a chance to see it. He ought to be in it, and that's our very own Bob Havens.
Yeah, 95. So he was born, or I guess I should say my mother was born on his birthday.
Well, Bob Havens, for those of you who don't know, Bob Havens is a trombonist, and he was a longtime member of the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. And so you can still see Bob every Sunday afternoon on PBS or Saturday afternoon on PBS, 3 o'clock. They show the old Lawrence Welk show, and Bob has aged very gracefully, and he has been featured several times in park band and other activities around town. So on his birthday, we're going to have a parade for him. We'll just tell him it's for him.
Sure.
It's the Dogwood Festival Parade. Well, 95 years young.
Yeah. A few years ago, he was awarded a George Irwin Lifetime Achievement Award, and we did that at Park Band, presented it there. So
very deserving.
But yeah, there's also videos on YouTube and like his solos and things. So really, really cool.
It is fantastic to have one of our great native sons, Bob Haven, celebrating a birthday on Saturday. So if you see him out and about, be sure to wish him a happy 95th birthday. Gee whiz, I think there's something happening this weekend. You're getting art. I know the Art Center's very active on Dogwood Festival weekend. Lorenzo Bullholm's having something, and they're neighbors with Lorenzo Bullholm there at 16th and Main. But let's talk about all the things that are going on, please.
QCP's busy, too.
Oh, my gosh,
that's
right.
The Log Cabin Village has an open house on Sunday. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity to get out and just enjoy the whole weekend. And, I mean, the weather's supposed to be great. So.
It is.
So, yeah, QCT, they'll start with a new show called With the Suits. The group is four men who are singing songs from the 50s to 80s, from Motown to pop to rock. So that's on Friday night at 7:30, and there's still seats available, but it looks like it's going to be a popular show.
Good. So if you want to go to that, a lot of times people say, I'll buy at the door, and you obviously can take that risk. But there aren't many seats available, so if you want to get there, I'd contact QCT today or go on the website.
You can go on the website, choose your seats, and do it that way. But also coming up next week is auditions for Jersey Boys, so that's really exciting. It's going to be the big summer musical, and there's a lot of roles for a lot of people, so you can come do an audition. There might be a little singing, a little movement, not so much like dancing, but movement.
Don't worry, you'll be coached. You'll be coached.
So
I just want to see during the audition if you can keep a beat. But I would encourage anyone who wants to be involved in this to go ahead and do the audition. Go to the tryouts, as they say. Because if you're not cast as a main stage player, you can always be part of the backstage crew, which is a great way to be introduced to the Quincy Community Theater family. And a lot of people who don't get their dream part right away, they'll start working backstage. The great advantage of that is you build your reliability and your knowledge of the theater, and people know that you can be counted on. And again, when it comes time to casting a part, we encourage everyone to come, even brand newcomers. But you don't know how reliable a newcomer is going to be, but you know how reliable somebody who's been there for 10 years is going to be. So the auditions are by appointment, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and May 9th and May 10th.
Okay, so you got to know because rehearsal will start almost immediately after that for the summer musical, which is Jersey Boys. So
well, and if if you don't want to perform at all, I mean, there's plenty of roles. Oh. There's ushers, there's
prop master, ushers, set, lighting,
set design,
like painting,
a paint day, yep.
Costume. Oh, the costume is the costume shop's going to need some button sewer honors.
Yeah.
So whether you want to design full-fledged costuming or you just want to be a seamstress that mm-hmm. helps, and I'll tell you frankly, another great job. I mean, you got to do the laundry.
I mean,
you know, their costumes get dirty and they have to be washed. So there's lots to do. So go to QCT for more information.
Yeah, so I'm going to move on to Saturday morning. Arts Quincy has partnered with the Chamber of Commerce for our Dogwood Royalty Contest. So that's what I'll be working on the rest of the week is getting our little royalty ready for the parade. So you might see me there, but you'll definitely see the kids. And we have four royals and their court of six who will be following along. And thanks to Gem City Ford for sponsoring the vehicles, but also providing a driver, which is fabulous.
Well, they're not going to trust Sievert behind the wheel of one of those good Ford Broncos. That was smart. Nobody ever asked me to drive in the Dogwood Parade. I guess they've seen the front of my car.
Oh.
I had my first collision. Guess what I ran into, Jenna? My own home.
Oh, no.
I ran into the brick wall of my own house. Now you say, how did that happen? You'd have to be me to figure it out. My husband was not surprised. He heard the bang, came outside and said, yep, I figured it was you that ran into our house. It couldn't be anybody else.
Sometimes your feet get where they can't move as
you know,
quick,
you think
or
you're
you
in
hit
park,
the wrong one.
You're not in park. You think you're in park. You know, it just happens. So we're looking for that in the Dogwood Parade. And, of course, the Dogwood Parade is a way for the arts to shine in Quincy. It's the bicentennial theme.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be, you know, like I said, and then after the Dogwood Parade, and I think you've got it on there, the Arts Center is having their Dogwood Crawl, the first ever art crawl. And I think 19 different locations downtown will have an artist either showing their artwork or building their art, you know, painting or doing their jewelry making or whatever. I know Domestics, et cetera, has some local jewelry makers that are going to be highlighted. So there's a lot going on.
I have a few that I definitely want to visit. So Udry Jewelry, my dear friend Dave will be there. His artwork, he's known for like these fish drawings and things, but he's in my drawing class, and he really draws this kind of loose way and kind of exaggerates the bottom part of the body. So like you see these big legs and feet, and it's all about this perspective. So I'm really excited to go see Dave. But, you know, when you go around to these places, you know, you can talk to them. They love talking about their artwork and what goes into the making of it. And then they'll also have some for sale. So if you can, get out there, support our local artists. They're also talented, and there's a wide range of media and just styles overall. So
okay. And there is a special wristband you can buy that gets you the VIP treatment. Mm-hmm. So look for that, you know.
Yeah.
Either you can purchase it in advance at the Art Center, or you can purchase it downtown.
Yeah, so you can find the map on their website or on Facebook. But, yeah, go to QCT, QuincyArtCenter.org, and you can learn more.
Okay. What's next on our list?
Well, the Lorenzo Bull House, you know, you can get a seat there to watch the parade.
Right, we talked about that. They've got
Dick
carnival.
On here yesterday.
Dick Wellman was on yesterday. Talked about the carnival rides and things that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Food trucks galore. Yeah. So, you know, while you're watching the parade, then as you make your way downtown, there's just all day long there's going to be stuff to do.
Yep. And I wanted to give a shout out to our museum. So after the parade and stuff, a lot of them are open in the afternoon. So the Eels House is open on Saturdays. It's from 1 to 4. The History Museum is open 10 to 4. And Quincy Museum is open 1 to 4:30. So
right after the parade passes by, you can just
you can go get a food truck.
Yeah, you can go to the food truck and get your lunch, and then you can head over to the Quincy Museum.
Yeah.
There is an event coming up Friday night, though, I think. Is there not? Or is that, am I a whole month off? The brewery night. Is that, did I miss that? Is it not on there?
I got you. I was thinking June 2nd. No, May 30th. Arts Quincy is having 30th. A fundraiser.
See, I'm all confused. I thought it was this Friday. Because May, to me, I'm gone. I'm already gone. But let's talk real quick.
Yeah. May 30th. May is so busy.
May 30th. Look for the fundraiser at the Dick Brothers Brewery complex.
Right.
And
so
this
we'll
is very casual.
We'll be at the Ratskeller and have a wine tasting with Lane Schottenkirk, who does the Verve Import wines. There'll be live music by Eric McKay and Silent Auction, some good things to eat. And, you know, you can buy a ticket. $25 will get you three tastings of the pours. But if you do a VIP, that'll get you all eight tastings. So, you can get tickets at artsquincy.org. And, yeah, go to our calendar of events, and you can see all of these things that we talked about for the weekend and make plans.
Jenna, you have kept me on track. Thank you so very much. We're out in time. The Quincy Museum doesn't have to wait until noon to get on. It's just been delightful. And let's everybody pray that Laura Sievert gets a lot of money coming to Quincy. She's going over with a suitcase that's empty. I hope she comes home with a suitcase full of cash for all the Quincy arts agencies. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mary.
We are back, Talk Radio 930, WTAD. And this is exciting. Judy Wayhinkle is here. And she's going to talk about the super-duper garage sale Saturday, May 3rd at Christ Lutheran Church, 333 South 36th Street in Quincy. Starts at 7 in the morning, goes until 1 in the afternoon. This sale is indoors. Sometimes they flood out into the parking lot with some of their bigger items, but you'll find everything imaginable to purchase. And lots of parking, and Thrivent Financial provided the seed money for this, so it's going to be a great fundraiser for Christ Lutheran Church. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show.
Good morning, Mary.
So glad to have you here. Get closer to that microphone or pull it closer to you if you want to. Yeah, you can get comfortable there. Now, a lot of people have garage sales, but you have brought me a list of, my goodness, at least 37 different kinds of things that you're having there, including some furniture. This is a big, big garage sale, multifamily, obviously. The whole church contributes. What are some of the bigger items that are going to be had?
Well, we have a beautiful, and it's very old, antique dresser with the mirror. It's a dark wood finish. We also have another chest that is a lighter wood finish. We have an old, authentic wicker rocker. This year we had so many items that I'd just like to name off a few.
Please do, because you've made a list here, and I'm looking it over, and there's just all kinds of wonderful things. So you go in whatever order you want to go to, and just let us know what's to be had, because it's quite impressive.
Well, we have art supplies. We have bicycles and tricycles, linens and bedding, a Christmas tree, seasonal decor, flower pots, nativity scenes, lamps, some Keurig items. We have some kitchen items that look brand new. We have some Pampered Chef items, luggage, toys, games, vacuum cleaners, suitcases, pet supplies. And this is our 15th year of doing this garage sale. We did miss once during COVID. We have been able over the years to amass over $50,000 in monies taken in. We started out with only 10% of that going to 10% going to a funded charity, not-for-profit. We've increased that up to 50% now. So some of the non-for-profits that we have contributed to is Cap Callahan, the YWCA, the YMCA, the Rescue Mission. This year, Bella East will be the recipient of 50% of our proceeds.
Well, that's lovely. Bella East does a lot. I think a lot of people don't know about that group. It's named after the mothers of the people who founded it, but it provides after-school tutoring for children. It's got its big headquarters down here close to 8th and Broadway, and they provide after-school tutoring for children. They provide access to CNA classes for folks who maybe can't afford the tuition rates there. They do a lot. Bella East does a lot to help those in our community who need a hand up, and that is what churches are supposed to be doing, right?
That's correct. And we were glad this year that we did move our sale to the Dogwood weekend so that we'd feel more in line with the community activities, give people a chance to hit our place first, go to the parade, have a good time, and we will extend our time this year to 1 o'clock, which will give some shoppers a little time after.
Well, the great thing about that is there'll be a lot of people coming in from out of town. And so if you're coming in from out of town, this is basically very near the corner of 36th and State. The church is between Main Street and State Street on 36th. And they're going to be opening at 7 o'clock in the morning. And as everybody knows who goes to a garage sale, the early bird gets the best pick of whatever is there.
Well, that's true.
So that is very true. And you'll be able to shop and browse there. Now, also, I believe if I want a cup of coffee, the hospitality of the Christ Lutheran Church cannot be paralleled, can it? You guys will have some food items there for us as well.
Oh, we have a bake sale every year along with this. And it's been amazing. You work all week on putting stuff out and pricing, and then these lovely ladies go home and bake for how long? We've been kind of known for a lady baking rhubarb custard pie, which that definitely is one of the very earliest items to go out. But we will have breads, cakes, pies, cookies, muffins, scones, cupcakes, just about anything you'd want to imagine. That is, if everybody gets home and gets busy all the time.
Well, the great news is some may not be there at 7 in the morning, but as the ladies get up and get baking, more and more items will arrive. And this is another great thing. You know, if you're coming in from out of town, you probably need a snack on the parade route. So come by, get your wares, and then buy some cupcakes or some cookies or whatever to keep the kids kind of satisfied until the candy truck rolls by and everybody gets candy thrown at them. This is going to be this Saturday, May 3rd, at Christ Lutheran Church, 333 South 36th Street. It's set back off the street. Beautiful lawn, parking lot in the front and the back. You always used to have stuff set up outside. The weather's going to be nice. Will there be some spillover out onto the parking lot? There always usually is.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Depends on how much space interior space we get filled up. Our gentlemen that kind of help us out around church were supposed to go in this morning, do some pricing for the outdoor items. I think that they do a little better job than the ladies do.
Ah, sometimes you get too good of a bargain, right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so, I forgot to mention, we have several antique and collectible items.
Yes, let's talk about that. I see that you have 1940s silhouette pictures on convex glass.
Yes, and they're just beautiful. I do remember my mother having some of these. They're about 4x5, and we have several of those. I saw a very antique 1 gallon oil can, commemorative Mormon belt buckles.
Oh my, from Mormon manufacturing.
Yes, from Mormon manufacturing.
That will be a big seller. You also have nativity scenes. You know, some people collect nativity scenes, or frankly, maybe if they see the nativity scene they have, but their donkey broke. They can get the new donkey. It's kind of like trying to replace china. Sometimes you go to garage sales and see they don't need the whole place setting. They just need something. So, you know, I mean, they'll buy the whole set just to get the king with the crown broken off or whatever.
Well, we have 3 sets that I know of.
Oh, great.
One is a very, very nice. The figures are about 14 to 16 inches tall. Then we have 2 smaller sets. Several nice lamps this year. It's interesting because some years you look and you think, oh, I've got 2 lamps. Then all of a sudden the following year you might have 10 or 15. But they all look good. And most I would say all of our electrical devices, they've all been checked.
They've all been checked and worked. Everything is clean and in good working order. And, of course, there's always an electrical outlet there, so you can plug it in right away.
Yes.
So, folks, if you need toys, including vintage toys, if you need anything for your home, they've got a Keurig machine. They've got greeting cards, older greeting cards. Some people love to send the older style greeting cards. Lots of games and puzzles for adults and everything like that. And frankly, because this is a church activity, you know, a lot of times people get something and they never even open it. And then they decide, oh, well, I'm never going to use that. And they put it in the garage sale. So you might get something brand new.
I've seen several new items come through this year. Like I said, some of the Pampered Chef stuff, which many people go to their shows and home parties. Vacuum cleaners. I think I've seen two vacuum cleaners, a chainsaw. You just need to come and browse no matter what. You can't tell what you're going to find.
And lots of flower pots and containers. Well, we encourage everyone to come Saturday, May 3rd. Starts at 7 bright and early. There'll be plenty of food there, folks. Hot cup of coffee, and you can buy the baked goods right there and enjoy them. And that's going to be going on. And again, it is this Saturday from 7 to 1 at Christ Lutheran Church. Proceeds this year, a portion of the proceeds benefit Bella Ease. We'll take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. We'll be right back. Judy, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mary.
Always good to see you every year. Corteva brings you this report. And thank you so very much. Well, here we are, folks, 15 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. I was expecting the Quincy Children's Museum today, but apparently they've been delayed. Maybe one of the dinosaurs got loose. I'll try to maybe get them on the line. But what I do now is we have open phones. We have not had open phones for a while. And I'm really curious, do you care about the city of Quincy budget? There's a lot of wrangling going on about it. There's a lot of talk going on about it. It's been passed. It's very interesting to me to sit there during the proceedings. And I was just curious, does anybody else have anything they want to chime in? Maybe about our local governments, Hannibal, Quincy. We've undergone some new things that have been changing. We're getting new mayors, obviously, in these cities. And so I was just curious if that was something you wanted to comment on, or if there's something going on in the city or the town or the area where you are that you'd like people to know about, maybe a thought, a concern, maybe a kudo to somebody, give me a call right now. My number is 217-223-9300, 217-223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Don't leave me hanging, folks. If you've ever wanted to call and comment or just make whatever commentary you would like to make, this is open phone. And that's exactly what it's about. We don't ask who you are, or you don't have to identify yourself. Just like this caller who's called in, we'll say, good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm happy that Mayor Trope went ahead and $250,000 to the library, because those people work hard and they do a wonderful job. So thank you, Mayor Trope.
Okay. Thank you. Very good call. You know, that library funding is going to be interesting in the years to come. The library is not actually a city department, although they work very closely in tandem. They share a lot of, I know they get the library gets IT support from the city. And there have been people who have said it's time to sever that relationship. It's time for the library to be its own taxing body, not to go away, not to diminish itself in any way, but just to stand on its own two feet. And so it will be interesting. Yes, a lot of people who support the library still were not in favor of having the subsidy at the same level that they've had in years past. They wanted to reduce the subsidy, and they're basically saying, look, we're asking the fire department to make cuts, we're asking the police department to make cuts, we're asking the central services, garbage and street to make cuts. Everybody's cutting back, but the library was funded this year at the same level as last year, and some people thought that was unfair, and it had nothing to do with whether you like the library or not. It was, how are we spending our money? And of course, for years, property taxes have been held rather steady in Quincy, And they've been able to do that because of sales tax. So we got one caller who says, thank you for supporting the library. Is anybody else want to come in and talk about this? Not the library particular, but just about how do you think moving forward, city governments, whatever city you live in, a township you live in, your local government, the Adams County Board, the Marion County commissioners, how are we going to continue to offer the services we offer at the existing tax rates? How can we hold the line on taxes when the cost of doing business everywhere is going higher? Also, what do you think about perhaps the president's first 100 days in office? Are you happy? Many people around here voted for Donald Trump. Obviously, he was the very big favorite in our backyard as far as picks for the presidency. Has it been what you want it to be, or something else perhaps that you wish it could be? I'd be interested in your commentary. 223-9300, 1-800-228-9823. That's 1-800-228-9823. We're waiting for your phone calls, folks. I'll be leaving on vacation. I'm going out west. I'm going to go to the Grand Canyon. I'm going to go to the Painted Desert, to Zion. Where else am I going? Oh, my gosh. All the parks out there I know I'm going to hit. I'm going to, gee whiz, I can't even remember now all the places I'm going. One thing I'm really excited about, tomorrow I'll be at the World War I Museum in Kansas City. Boy, if you've never been there, make a trip. It is absolutely fabulous. It's right across from Union Station, right there in the heart of downtown Kansas City, and not far from the Hallmark Card Museum. So there's a lot of stuff to do in Kansas City, and it's all right down there in that hub within walking distance. So that's another thing. But I am very much looking forward to going to the World War I Museum. That's just think, isn't it amazing what travel can do? By this time tomorrow, I'll be well on my way to Kansas City. And the best part is I don't even have to drive because I'm taking a bus. Folks, we need you to comment. Where's your favorite vacation destination? Where do you suggest people go? Do you have something that you'd like to tell folks out there in WTAD land? This is your only local source to talk about these things on local radio. So give it a whirl. If you've never called before, maybe you just want to say thank you to somebody who's done a kindness for you. 223-9300, 1-800-228-9823. That's 1-800-228-WTAD. Well, we are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We have a caller who's waited patiently through the break to get in. Good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Good morning. You recently wanted to know why the election came out the way it did. Well, one of the major reasons was, in my opinion, they phased out one of the best things was done under Kyle's administration, where they phased out money for charities and non-for-profits over a five-year period. The government actually did the right thing the right way, which is so rare that it does the right thing the right way. Usually it does the right thing the wrong way or the wrong thing the right way. They phased out charitable giving over a five-year period. That way you didn't hurt people. You phased it out, and they got government to back to its core four: police, fire, streets, and sanitation.
You're talking about
and
the city of Quincy.
That's one of the major reasons.
Yeah, talk about the city of Quincy.
Right, you asked why. That's one of the reasons. And also, we had a lot of promises in the past that didn't come to fruition about big box stores. Said, we have these big box stores. Our property taxes are going to go down. We're going to give up our Stutz Hardware, our local stores downtown, but we're going to save tax property tax money that will go down. Well, I'm still waiting for that. Yeah, you know, so. Also, the 48th and State Street mess. I was young and handsome when I first saw that being presented, and that they haven't given up on that. You know, so, and you know, I know you know me. I'm not young and handsome anymore, but it's a long time. They never give up. I think the sports complex is going to be a similar issue. Also, the insurance issue that came up, the health insurance issue, although I think it did reduce costs. police and fire, I think they're very important. But back in 1975, they're only 32% of a $6.2 million budget. Now I understand we're like $55 million. And the last time I did an analysis, I used to do this all the time, in 2000, we're up to 50% for police and fire of our operating budget. And part of that is due because of the change in the way the budgeting is done as opposed to total appropriation and the operating. And then basically now the last I did analysis on was before COVID was like 60% of the budget. So police and fire eating up, although very important for the core four eating up. Also, only one candidate said they would go to Mexico, Missouri. And I did a big presentation on that in 2011, how they save money in Mexico, Missouri by combining your police and fire. You can't legally do that in Illinois, but there could be synergies there. No, but only one candidate, he lost in the primary, said that he would go to Mexico, Missouri. And that has been presented to numerous candidates over the years, and he's the only one that said he would do anything about it. So there's a lot of reasons the election went the way it did.
Okay.
And also, they don't sunset taxes. I was for the beverage tax to get seed money for these projects and then let it sunset. I thought it was only going to sunset after 2 years. It didn't. And also, they've lost control of budget. It was last I did analysis on it, it was like 30-some million. Now it's like 55 million. So that's how much our budget has increased. And so much is off the main budget. Also, big problem is with our streets. Years ago, we would budget $2.5 to $3.5 million, or $4 million even, to fix our streets. We'd only spend like $1.5 to $2 million. Well, that made the numbers look sweeter on the operating budget because that's your general fund plus your capital projects. Well, you had a positive variance there, but that's one place you really don't have a positive variance because down the road, guess what happens? All your streets fall apart. My recommendation was to tax the police and fire departments because you don't want to have your fire engines and your police cars going into potholes, to tax those departments to help fund the streets. But they weren't even spending the money that they were allocating until about the second Kyle administration. So that's why you're so behind on the streets. So those are some of the reasons why why the election came out the way it did.
Okay, well, you've given an excellent analysis of all of that. They did sunset, they extended the food and beverage tax, but they sunsetted it in 2030.
I won't even live to 2030, I doubt.
You sounded pretty good today.
Well, my asthma's in, that humidity's been rough on my asthma, but at least thanks to your help, people aren't burning leaves like they used to in their fire pit, thanks to your help.
Well, yes, I am so glad. You know, it's so funny. We worked so hard to get that burn ban going in Quincy, and then everybody has these decorative fire things, and those are perfectly okay. And it's like, it's not perfectly okay because the smoke goes where you can't control it. I love the fact that people want to say, I can do anything I want on my own property. Well, that's great. But then you can't keep it on your own property. Your barking dog is on your property, but it's disturbing me. Your smoky fire is on your property, but it's disturbing me. So
a lot of people didn't even realize, I think, that leaves were in their fire pits. They were just there and they were burning something else, hot dogs and s'mores or something, and then the leaves were in the fire pits. I think a lot of people just didn't know.
Well,
or just weren't aware.
But now you can have these burn pits now. You're not supposed to burn that kind of stuff, but you know that stuff gets in there. They're not going to clean it out. So, well, I'm glad to hear you. We haven't talked for a long time. I'm glad to hear that you sound like you've got your breath. So it sounds like you're having a good day.
Well, April, it's been humid, so April's been kind of tough. But compared to my most dangerous months are September, October, November, December. If I can make it through 4 months, I can make it through 4 weeks. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so very much for your call. We're out of time for today, but I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay. Well, I want to tell you that today is Adopt a Pet Day. There's always some day, but today is Adopt a Pet Day. And so as we close out, and I won't be back until May 13th, we'll let you know that the Quincy Humane Society wants to give you a new furry friend. And so here's an information about that.